This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what are we looking at with the trade in the grains?
Well, we've got some spillover buying from Friday's bullish USDA report. The USDA on Friday lowered ending stocks significantly. Another 200 million on the corn side of things, 90 million on the beans. So we are now, we've gone from burdensome ending stocks to, well, this is actually not, we're way undervalued. So we continue to watch these numbers here. There's still a lot of question marks that come in with the regard to the production in South America. It still looks very good. We've got the tariff situation, but when it comes to the U.S., if you just look at the U.S. balance sheet, it has gotten better and better and better. So we continue to look at prices that are well below where they should be, given what we know here in the U.S., but taking into account, you do have to add in a little bit of risk factor for some of those other situations like the tariffs and the South American production.
So, Greg, just your opinion, do you think that we could have some follow-through this week off of the report? Do you think that we've seen the fireworks already, or do you think we're going to have some chance to see price movement this week as well?
No, I think you do have some potential for some price movement, and we've seen the funds getting long on the corn. They've come about almost, I would think, about 600,000 contracts off their record short. They still have room to go, even if they wanted to retest that record long position. But I still think that we're going to continue to see some buying here. Now, this could be met, and this will be met with farmer selling and whatnot, because this is opportunities after the first of the year to get some cash sold.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 2¾ at 473¼. March soybeans up 5½ at 10.30¾. March soybean meal up 410 at 302.40. March soybean oil up 8 cents at 45.66. On the Merck, February live cattle down 47 cents at 198.30. January feeder cattle up 20 cents at 272.55. February lean hogs up 32 cents at 82.87. And Class 3 milk down 9 cents at 20.10. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.